Hi sports fans, Cinema Trader here, 10th of April 2013. Let's get right into it here. And I think that what we're looking at on the market right now is, you know, things are in trouble. We've gone into the second quarter here on the market, and I think that what we're seeing at the moment, there's all these people and there's all these newsletter writers out there that are saying, you know, the market is still in a bull market. I agree with that, yes. But I think it's time right now for the market to come down and take a little bit of a correction, and I think that'll happen in the next couple of weeks. The S&P 500 right now is currently sitting at 1568, and the chart that I'm looking at on the weekly does not look healthy at all. It's actually rolled over, and you could almost call that it's sitting right on a sell position. The bullish index for the NASDAQ 100 and also some of the S&P markets on the weekly is definitely sitting on a sell. So I'm looking for a little bit of trouble to come quickly and swiftly in some of these markets. We've had quite a dramatic run-up for the first part of 2013. And I think, you know, round about now, seasonality-wise, the market is sometimes prone for some selling and some of the big funds to take profits for the mid-year and for tax reasons as well. Now, a couple of our members wanted me to bring up some important topics. Now, we've had the Russell 2000. That seems to have been the leader over the last couple of weeks. And it's interesting that right now the S&P 500 is sitting up near their all-time highs of 2013. However, the Russell is looking very, very unhealthy at the moment right now. I'm looking at this 924, and it's looking like it's a bearish flag that is progressing and developing on that daily chart there, which means, you know, lower prices are, you know, most likely to come if that breaks down another 5 or so points. And what a lot of traders don't look at is the Dow Jones Transportation Index. Now, that chart there, for me, that's the leader of the market. All these other indices come second. That includes the Russell as well. And the Dow Jones chart, the Dow Jones Industrial Transportation Average, that looks very weak right now. And I will be taking my signs from that we are going to see a very nice correction here from the 10th of April leading into the middle of the year. So I know that there is a saying on the market, you know, sell in May and walk away. And that's just a saying and a myth, but most of the times that saying does eventuate. And I think that this year we're going to see, into May, we're going to see a lot of selling off while funds take profits, and we're also going to see a lot of investors, you know, get out.